This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. President Biden's call on Israel to do more in protecting civilians during its war with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Days after warning Israel risks losing international support over conducting indiscriminate bombing in Gaza.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives. Not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
It was a message National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan gave in person to Israeli leaders.
Gratitude for the steps they're taking, but also to continue to urge them to take more, because we want to see them be more precise, more surgical, more deliberate, more cautious going forward.
Kirby says Sullivan talked about possibly transitioning from high-intensity operations
to lower-intensity operations sometime in the near future.
That came as Israel's defense chief predicted a drawn-out war, saying it will take months to destroy Hamas. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Congress is departing Washington without a deal to pass wartime support for Ukraine. President Joe Biden's administration is racing to negotiate with Senate Republicans who are demanding changes to U.S. border security policy. And the Senate plans to return next week in hopes of finalizing a deal to place new restrictions on asylum claims at the U.S. border and pass the $110 billion package of aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. But the House showed no signs of returning to push the legislation through the full Congress. Lawmakers leaving the impasse unresolved through the holidays means the Biden administration will have to rely on a dwindling supply of funds for Ukraine. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, VOA News.